Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heart bringing us back. That's the Heart's the sisters, Nancy and Ann Wilson. Those girls. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. That may be one of their best songs. They can knock it out, can't they? My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. This week it's about politics. We'd like to know what you think. If the election were held today, how would you vote? We want to know that. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and do all that. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter and all the other check out all the other things that are free there on the homepage. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. We're working off the Kiplinger letter right now. Jim, we talked earlier about the what appears to be an emerging increasing activity by the venture capitalists, and all the money that's been sitting on the sidelines now may be released more, a little bit more. What are some of the things that they're investing in? What are some of the industries that they like?
Well, I should say the overview here, a few. We have retail, life sciences, internet companies, of course, and green technologies.
Retail, and that's interesting. That's interesting that with the consumer, you know, in hibernation, that they would be investing in retail.
Well, it's true. But there are companies, like we looked at one, Gordman's, which is out in Omaha, that raised, you know, something over about $33 million. It's still a small operation.
Mm-hmm.
But many are looking now. It's basically saying, hey, this would be a good time to, for instance, open some more stores and expand operation and all the support functions that are needed. And really, in so many of them, I mean, you could, you know, look at life sciences. I mean, it's really people saying, you know, we feel that for instance, you know, medical device activity and biotech products are growing very quickly and will grow more quickly in the next few years, as well as, of course, pharmaceuticals. So companies are looking to expand now. There are people sort of seizing the opportunity. And, of course, even in internet stuff. It's basically a bet on the future, saying,
I
believe this is a good time.
This life sciences thing, that makes sense to me. That makes perfect sense. That's the future.
Mm-hmm.
Biotech, that makes a lot of sense. Green tech, that makes a lot of sense. You got to be careful with green tech, though, because, Jim, there's been a lot of money invested in green and biofuels, et cetera, and almost none of it. In fact, I'm trying to think of anything that's ever really paid off. Can you think of any green technology that's really had any kind of an ROI that would make you want to invest if you'd known?
Petroleum is a biofuel, really.
Well, but you know what I'm talking about, the new stuff, the green stuff. Petroleum is not green, it's brown.
I'm just saying there are a lot of possibilities, and the market has sorted out many already.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm saying big possible returns, but it's very risky.
But the other thing about, you got to understand about venture capitalists, they make five investments. Well, they consider a thousand business plans to get down to making five investments maybe in a year, and they hope that in 5 years one of them will pay off.
Well, that's right, and
those are my numbers, folks. That's not anything technical that about
right.
that, but that's not too bad. I think most venture capitalists would be not.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb, that's the way it is. But even with that, even in companies that ultimately don't go public, don't expand much or fail, even there of course is continuing in multiplier investment in the
right.
economy. So it is beneficial, and many people learn, you know, no, we're not going this way, we're going that way. And the whole area of biofuels now,
right.
that is a big issue, trying to sort out which one is not only best but feasible, most commercially available. So there is some benefit over here. It literally, in that winnow, the, letting the market, investing and letting the market winnow out the winners.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Jim, I want one thing I want to talk about in terms of venture capitalists. Folks, one of the reasons why venture capitalists have been on the sidelines is because of public policy. Sarbanes-Oxley was passed, what was it, in 2004, I think it was, Jim? And I predicted, and a number of other people predicted, this was going to be a business killer, and it was. It's been a business hamperer because it made it harder for companies to go public. And Jim, a lot of the IPO opportunities that would have been launched in the United States, in New York, at the stock market, went to London. London became the go-to place for IPOs, mm-hmm. and we lost a lot of opportunities. Jim, I've actually talked to more than one business owner who either went public, and because of Sarbanes-Oxley, they'd never gotten real big, they took their companies back private. And I've talked to them, people who went public in the 90s, and I said to them, if you were having to go public right now under Sarbanes-Oxley, what would you do? And every one of them have said, I would not be able to go public right now.
Right. Well, 80 years ago, Will Rogers hit it right on the head. He said, you know, people have come to feel about Congress the way they do when a baby gets hold of a hammer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It has had a chilling effect.
And
on
it served no purpose. It has been one of a very toxic piece of legislation that served no purpose. And I wish they would just abandon it, because it actually has been done more damage than good, and it certainly hurt. In my opinion, it's hurt the venture capital, which has been not good for the overall economy. We're going to come back and talk about a little bit about that economy thing, and some new small business legislation that Jim the Kiplinger says is going to spur some jobs on. I have my doubts. We'll talk about that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.